Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Themes Podcast, where we recap the week by running down only the most insane things, and it's a pretty tough criteria. It has to be things we've never seen before or that we haven't seen in this lifetime. It's insane that I can do this every week. Insane thing number six. I've been raging for a while about the more than 20 Democrat states that refuse to turn over their internal voter rolls to the Trump Department of Justice. The Trump Department of Justice, you remember, began seeking these internal voter rolls after a DOGE investigation earlier last year found more than 9 million illegal immigrants, including 6,000 known or suspected terrorists who are on the international or national terror watch list, have been given social security numbers secretly by the Biden administration and in most cases in violation of the law. The ruse was to hide them on the welfare rolls of this country, but it can hide them pretty effectively too on the voter rolls. Now, you, me, anybody who wants the forward-facing voter rolls can go to our local board of elections and get it. Candidates do it all the time when they want to mail voters. But the internal rolls are the ones Trump really needs to run them against the Social Security database, Department of Homeland Security databases, and the federal mail forwarding list to see who's moved to other states. Also against the IRS rolls. Doing so is going to catch three categories of voters. Ghost voters, those who aren't real, they're made up registrations, illegal immigrants who aren't allowed to vote in federal elections, and people who have moved, but somebody's still voting for them, and also the dead. To do that, we need the internal rolls, because you can get their address, their driver's license, and the last four of their social security number. Well, in a stunning article this week, the Washington Post inadvertently admitted the size of the fake Democrat voting constituency in a stunning article. The point was to, I guess, try to scare the left about the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register to vote and an ID when you do vote and would eliminate most absentee voting. But I've long said, while that would go a really long way toward stopping Democrat voter fraud, the really important provision is the second one, which forces all states upon request to turn over the internal voter rolls to the Department of Justice. Trump needs that because he's lost case after case after case against these Democrat states in court, not because what he's doing is wrong or unconstitutional, but because there's no specific law mandating they turn them over. So what would be the impact of the Save America Act? According to the Washington Post, the Save America Act could swing key states to the right. What makes this so extraordinary is it's an admission that the Washington Post actually knows the size of the fake votership in two key swing states. They only do Nevada and New Mexico, but they say if the Save America Act passed, both would swing to the right by a full 7 points. That's astonishing. Nevada, which is a purple state right now, it's called R+1. So what that means is, Republicans voted for Trump by 1 point in the last election. That's why it's called R+1. It would swing Nevada, get this, from R+1 to R+6.3. That is a 7.3 swing in the vote, making Nevada a safe Republican state, not a purple state. What about New Mexico? Right now, New Mexico is a blue state. It's what's called +4 Democrat. Or is it? If fake registration and the fake voting that follows wasn't allowed, what would New Mexico be? Not a blue state anymore, but a red state. +3.3. So we go from +4 Democrat to +3.3 Republican. That, again, is a 7-point swing. It's an astonishing admission by the Washington Post when you understand the content of the bill. It just simply says, we're going to verify that you're a real voter and a real American. What it says that's so insane, the admission is so insane, that in two key swing states, the Washington Post believes that the voter registration is off by a full 7 points, full of fake and ineligible voters. What's so amazing about this chyron in the Washington Post is they say that this swing, this 7-point swing, would occur simply by requiring registration documents. In other words, ID documents proving you're an American and you're a real person. Unfortunately, though, it's passed in the House twice now. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, an extremely corrupt individual, is now saying, oh, shucks, he just doesn't have time to pass it. So bad. So sorry. Yeah, this is the guy who blocked that very bill for 300 days. And then when we could have done the filibuster, the spoken filibuster, yeah, it would have been grueling, would have taken a few weeks, but we could have done it to get this passed with, 51 votes, which it appears we have in the Senate to pass this, by the way. Instead of, going ahead and saying the Democrats, all right, we're going to do, filibuster debate for a couple of weeks here, make the whole country watch the Democrats for weeks argue against voter ID to vote. Instead, you know what Thune did? Sent everybody on vacation. Then the bastard came back from that vacation and said, aw, shucks, I'm out of time. I don't have time to do the SAVE Act. Yeah, with Republican leaders like this, who needs enemies? But we are chipping away at the voter fraud in other ways. A major victory this week. After Democrats sent in the big guns, Mark Elias and his legal team, to fight on behalf of Fulton County, Georgia, against turning over the ballot images, the basically records of the 2020 election out of Fulton County to Donald Trump. Now, those are supposed to be public information. You're supposed to be able to see those by just filling out some forms and then waiting your turn. Well, you might remember earlier this year, the FBI raided Fulton County, picked up a whole warehouse full of boxes on that election, and the Democrats freaked out, suing to force their return. And even, folks, this shows their level of desperation, suing to get a judge to bar anybody from the Trump administration from even looking at the ballot images, at the actual internal records of that election, which shows you they stole it. Here's John Solomon on that FBI raid. He's with justthenews.com.
Fulton County couldn't get vote counts to match. There are concerns that they might have faked or altered numbers. There is the FBI declares in an affidavit. They have confirmed in Fulton County, or the state of Georgia, have confirmed that in some cases during the recounts, ballots were double counted, double scanned and double counted, that numbers didn't match up. And then they suddenly just magically matched up with no additional work, that some ballot images have been lost. And then about 315,000 ballots, which were certified, were not properly certified through Georgia law. Now, why is that important? It's much like the way the FBI and the IRS ultimately got Al Capone. They didn't get him by charging him as being a mobster. They got him by not following other things like tax law. Here, it is a federal felony to fake or fraudulently put out vote counts that don't match or are inaccurate or that don't follow your state's law. You're trusted as an election official in Fulton County. You have to follow the law. It looks like the FBI has some pretty substantial proof that the law wasn't followed. What the FBI agent says in his bombshell affidavit is, if we find any intentionality to this, they could be federally charged with felonies 5 years later. That is a big deal. It explains why they raided that warehouse. And I'd keep an eye on Arizona. I think a similar issue is brewing there now.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Insane thing number five. We learned this week for the first time, a year later, that the Palisades fire in Los Angeles was started deliberately by arsonist Jonathan Rindernecht, who was obsessed with and admired Luigi Mangione. You know, the wannabe Che Guevara Democrat assassin that Democrats are secretly and lately not so secretly in love with. The guy who killed that CEO of United Healthcare. Jonathan Rindernecht started that fire because he admired Luigi Mangione and wanted to be just like him. He started it out of resentment of the rich, he told prosecutors. And prosecutors say searches of his computer revealed he was fixated on Luigi Mangione, routinely searched free Luigi Mangione, and let's take down all the billionaires online. It's just another sign of the increasing violence, acceptance of violence, glorification of violence by Democrats who simply can't handle the fact they're not in power right now. You never saw anything even remotely like this with us when we were out of power and we were truly politically persecuted, censored, tried, and now we're finding out illegally spied upon on a mass scale, yet we never resorted to violence. Folks, let me remind you, that Palisades fire killed 12 people, destroyed 7,000 homes and businesses, and did $150 billion in damage. I don't know if that's more insane or it's more insane that the left managed to cover this up. This is California for a year who started this fire, that he was a good Democrat, spewing Democrat talking points. I always ask you at times like this, imagine this was us, one of us. We'd never hear the end of it. But It's one of them. So it was barely a news blip this week. But the signs are everywhere, every day now, how popular violence and murder is becoming with the left. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate in Maine, Graham Plattner, a self-identified communist who says he's an Antifa super soldier, you know, the guy with the SS tattoo who had to get it covered up when it became clear he's a Nazi, the one now polling at 60% in the Maine Democrat primary, so his opponent, the governor of that state, gave up. Yeah, that guy, Graham Plattner. Everyone should get a look at this video. There's a Daily Caller reporter following him around from campaign stop to campaign stop and asking him the same question over and over again. Will you condemn the violence against Donald Trump? He refuses. This is two separate campaign stops. There's a bunch more, but you get the idea.
Graham, do you condemn the recent political violence against the Trump administration? Should Democrats cool their rhetoric after the repeated attempts on President Trump's life? No response? Do you condemn political violence, Graham?
Congratulations.
Nothing? Thank you for your time, Graham. Graham, do you condemn the recent political violence against the Trump administration? Should Democrats cool their rhetoric given the repeated attempts on President Trump's life, Graham? No response?
Look, Graham Plattner isn't an idiot. He knows it will hurt him with Democrats if he condemns the attack on Trump or violence against Republicans generally. He's not a stupid guy. That's why he's pulling ahead of Janet Mills, so far ahead again that she dropped out last week, and he's the only candidate in the race. But this also isn't surprising, given that he's described himself in the past as an Antifa super soldier and a member of the Maine Socialist Rifle Club. Who are they? They say openly on their social media that they're training for armed, violent revolution. He wasn't just a member. He was a recruiter. Folks, it is amazing to me that his door hasn't been kicked in yet by the FBI. This guy sounds like a domestic terrorist to me. I hope we're watching these groups. Can you imagine if the party labels were reversed here and it was under Joe Biden and there'd been an assassination attempt against him? Oh yeah, this guy's door would have already been kicked in long ago. And they'd be able to find charges. They always do. Which leads us to insane thing number four, which is directly connected. Citadel CEO Ken Griffin. And folks, you got to understand, Citadel is in the middle of a $6 billion expansion on Park Avenue for a facility that would house 15,000 jobs. They have 2,500 in New York right now. And that would require 6,000 construction jobs to build. It rocked the financial world this week when he announced, you know what, we're just going to expand in Miami. He'd already opened a campus there and moved there himself personally. His headquarters, the Citadel, are now officially in Florida. But the bigger tranche of the workforce was in New York. Not anymore. But what's fascinating is why. Our side immediately began reporting, oh, must be the taxes and, you know, ma'am, Donnie's in New York. No, that's not what Griffin said. In fact, he says it was a video by Zohran Mamdani, the communist mayor of New York, recorded right in front of his condo in New York, where Mamdani told everybody specifically where Griffin lived. Again, that's information you could get out of the tax records, and even knocked on his window and threatened him with a $5 million annual tax. It's a $258 million condo because he doesn't live there year round. Well, this tax is the stuff of fiction. I mean, no city council's debating it. It just, you know, came out of Mamdani's imagination. But the doxing of Ken Griffin by the communist mayor of New York, that was very real. And Griffin absolutely got the message. And folks, that's a totally loaded message today, given who the Democrats are and their increasing willingness to kill and to lionize those who do. Here's Griffin reacting to that Mamdani video, which went viral, again, in which the mayor doxed him.
It was creepy and weird.
Agreed.
I mean, like, knock, knock, knock on the window. Like, huh. Mayor of New York City.
Oh, knock on the screen, yeah.
Yeah, on the screen, like.
Yeah. Like, how many times have you watched that video?
Three. Like, you literally look at the first time and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Okay? And then the second time you're like, you know what, this is actually, this has gone from creepy to actually not really creepy. This has gone to frightening because, yeah. you know, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare was killed just a few blocks from my house. And anything that creates like an agitation in the extremist on either side of the aisle is a frightening dynamic. I mean, you know, if we look at what happened in D.C.
I don't like Griffin. He's a longtime Democrat donor, gave to Barack Obama, gave to all kinds of Democrats, gave to Joe Biden, and also supports uniparty. So think Mitt Romney and usually, you know, anyone with a chance of beating a conservative. Again, I don't like this guy. But the fact that he's scared, that he cites the Mamdani video as the main impetus for him and his corporate leaders putting their heads together and going, you know what, we're done with New York. We're going to focus our energy on Florida. Whoa.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
But folks, the signs that the Democrat Party is going through a violent communist revolution are everywhere. I could do a podcast on one every single day. But one of the most jarring examples this week was the apology by D.C. Magistrate Judge Zia Faruqi of Pakistan, but unfortunately he's here now, to the Trump attempted assassin, Alan Cole. Folks, this judge, clearly a fanboy. Listen to what he said in court. To me, it's extremely disturbing that he was put in 5-point restraints. A person with no criminal history, who tried to kill a president, a Secret Service agent, and Trump's entire cabinet. Anyway, He says, to me, it's extremely disturbing that he was put in 5-point restraints. A person with no criminal history, it's troubling. I never heard of one January 6th defendant who was put in 5-point restraints or a safe cell. If the only way to keep him safe is the most punitive thing, that's a problem. Then he said, at a minimum, I should be apologizing to him. We are obligated to make sure he's taken care of. Mr. Allen, I'm sorry that things have not been the way they are supposed to. Folks, I covered state and federal court for over 3 years. I've never seen a judge apologize to a defendant. Do you know why? It's admissible. It suggests to the jury that this is a person of sympathy. No, there's no jury yet, but there will be. Heck, I've never even seen a judge apologize to a prosecutor or a defense attorney or any attorney. And there was nothing to apologize for. Segregating a defendant accused of a violent, high-profile crime like this is completely normal. They do it for his own protection. And one had that displayed signs. He said he expected to be dead, not alive right now. Yeah, clear signs of potential suicide. You are going to put him in a 5-point restraint for his own protection. I've seen this many times too. It's very common in these kinds of cases. But the real reason, in addition to that, that this is not only not unusual, but not something a judge should apologize for, is that both those issues had been completely addressed and taken care of by the time Cole Allen got to court. In other words, it was over. The restraints had been removed. There was no reason to bring it up on the record. So why did he do it? There's no way Faraqui doesn't know that 5 grand juries have declined to indict people looking to kill either Trump administration officials, Trump himself, or the National Guard in just the last year in D.C. and the next door Virginia district. These are liberal juries. He was poisoning the jury pool. It didn't work. The indictment still came down 4 counts this week. But folks, you got to know something about a grand jury. You don't need a unanimous vote for an indictment. I'd love to know if anyone voted against indicting him on any of the counts. It wouldn't be surprising given that the D.C. jury pool voted 90% for Kamala Harris. That's how left D.C. is. I'd love to know if any of the grand jurors voted against all of the indictments. Unfortunately, with the grand juries at the federal level, that's secret. I went deeper into this on a podcast earlier this week, but there's a Democrat group that's now doing jury nullification training, and their videos have been watched tens of thousands of times. They're focusing on D.C., even handing out pamphlets at the courthouse doors, encouraging liberals to refuse to convict when the Trump administration brings any kind of charges. So I'd love to know what the grand jury vote is. And folks, I still am not sure that you can get a conviction of this guy in the D.C. federal court district where the jury pool, i.e. the voters, voted 91% for Kamala Harris. Again, to convict, you need unanimous jury agreement. Judge Faraqui knows that, and he knows D.C. is a relatively small place. He's poisoning the jury pool, trying to create sympathy for this guy. Insane thing number 3. CNN's pollster Harry Enten reporting this week that the Democrat Party is beginning to have a black voter problem. I'd say it's a subset of their American voter problem. Donald Trump, Nazi, racist, you'd think would be less popular in this term with black voters than his last one. He's not. His approval rating rose 4 points from 12% to 16%. That's not very high, but it's a huge problem when you consider that to win, Democrats need between 90 and 91% of the black vote. And in the last election, Trump got the largest ever percentage of the male black vote, 20%. But it's this stunning number this week on CNN that really shows the depth of the problem. Black voters are still overwhelmingly Democrat. And in Trump's last term, at the end of it, black voters were plus 63 Democrat. In other words, Democrat, they identify as their party by 63 percentage points. That's huge. But what is it today? 51. Dang, that's a hemorrhage. Yeah, 12-point loss. And the signs are everywhere that Democrats are freaking people out. both with their priorities and their policies. Like this one, a poll by the Associated Press, very liberal news organization, found that 61% of Americans, 61, are worried that native-born Americans are losing their economic, political, and cultural influence because of immigration. They mean illegal immigration, but you get the point. Those are huge numbers. Bottom line, Democrats should be gearing up to win the midterms. And maybe they will, but they're freaking people out so badly that they're actually struggling. They're way behind where they should be. And that's according to Hillary Clinton's former pollster, Mark Penn, this week.
This is closer than people think it is. People are unhappy with the economy. They're unhappy with the Republicans, but they're also even unhappier with the Democrats. And so you have to say, is this election going to be a referendum on the Republicans, in which case that's bad, or is it going to be a choice? And are the Republicans going to be able to make it a choice? If they do that, when I ask, who do you have more confidence in to handle the economy, Trump and the Republicans or the Democrats in Congress, Trump and the Republicans win that 53-47.
Insane thing number two. The Supreme Court last week just handed us back 20 congressional seats stolen from us by an activist liberal Supreme Court and drawn outrageously, not just to elect a black Congress member, but a black Democrat Congress member. That's an outrage against Republicans who had those 20 seats stolen from us. Again, if we simply count the way you're supposed to in the Constitution and then draw the districts, we'd have 20 more right now. But it's also a theft from black voters. You heard that right. Why? Again, because 20% of black voters voted for Donald Trump. And they have a black Democrat jammed down their throat, too. The Supreme Court said, no, you cannot consider race when you're drawing these districts. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. You'd think that Republicans would be rushing for the doors to redraw these districts. But almost every Republican state balked right out the door. It got so outrageous that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, had to come out and pound on Republicans, saying, no, it's not an excuse that you're already holding your primaries and the voters are already voting in Louisiana. We're going to call off our primary and we're not going to hold our general election until December. So be it. We are taking every seat we can to stop them from taking back Congress. These people are dangerous. Well, in my home state of South Carolina, which is supposed to be Republican, but it's actually run by a bunch of liberals who'd run as Democrats in another state, we're supposedly a red state. We have a 2/3 Republican majority in our House. So you'd think we'd be in a big hurry to write out of the map system Jim Clyburn's district, which was racially gerrymandered to elect him. He's a high-ranking member of Democrat leadership. He's going to go right back to Congress and undermine Donald Trump. But incredibly, initially, everyone from the governor to the head of our Senate and our House in our state legislature basically told Trump to pound sand. They just weren't going to call a session to redraw the maps. They were going on vacation. Governor Henry McMaster, a total loser who's only in office because of Trump's endorsement, otherwise he's unpopular enough he never would have won, couldn't bring himself to call for so much as a special session to consider redrawing the maps. In fact, all he said in a statement was, yeah, we should look at them. Well, honey, you look at them right now. They're online. You can Google the maps. He wouldn't even call for a special session, folks. And you know what's so incredible about that? He has the power to mandate a special session to redraw these maps, but refused to do so. And the leader of our Senate, a guy by the name of Shane Massey, who's, we're told, is a Republican, has refused to call a special session. Now that our House has voted to do it, and the only reason they did was after this week Trump endorsed eight legislators who opposed incumbents in Indiana and Ohio, who said, nah, we're not redrawing the maps. We like Democrats better than Republicans. I mean, this is incredible, folks. Fear rippled through our state legislature, and the House then voted with Trump. But folks, I bring this up because right now it's unclear in our Republican supermajority Senate in South Carolina that they will still even vote to, you know, skip their vacation and at least discuss redrawing these maps. In fact, Shane Massey, the head of the Senate, has said he's voting no. I highlight this because, number one, this would never happen in the Democrat Party. But number two, it shows you the size of the Trump opposition in the Republican Party. So strong, folks, these guys would rather send a member of Democrat leadership back than redraw those maps. And they're liberal Republicans. And there's more of them in the ranks of the Republican Party than anyone realizes. And right now, as I record this, it's not clear if we can even get this vote through a Republican supermajority Senate in the deep red South. Again, after no less than the Supreme Court has declared these districts to be unconstitutional and illegal, a disenfranchisement of Republican voters' rights. And they don't care. Again, you should have seen the beginning of the week. Our legislature was dug in. They weren't even going to have a vote in the House on having a redistricting session. And folks, I got to tell you right now, I seriously doubt we could get new maps through my House and my Senate, my state here in South Carolina, because it takes a 2/3 vote. I don't think we have the votes. Now, real quick, if you're listening outside the state of South Carolina, you're wondering, why is the state legislature so liberal? We have almost no coverage of what the legislature does for big swaths of the state. So they think they're voting for Republicans. But the other reason, I hate to have to tell you this, somebody gave Donald Trump a slate of liberal Republicans who, again, would run as Democrats in any other state. And he endorsed them all, defeating conservatives across the board. I have my suspicions the person who gave them that slate was Lindsey Graham. I don't know, but he endorsed them all. So all the people who could help him and would help him got defeated by him. And folks, this is why Trump has got to knock it off. Conservatives are his best friend because the other side, they're globalists. They're liberal Republicans. They are not his friend. And yet he continues to go to war with really good, rock solid conservatives who maybe once or twice oppose some of his bills for overspending, like Chip Roy. And the fact that he's gone to battle with conservatives at the local level is probably going to cost him a congressional seat in the state of South Carolina. And finally, insane thing number one, I was going to say, is our current Iran policy, which gets more absurd by the week, the more they bomb our bases. And yes, they've been bombing our bases throughout this whole thing, including this week. They hit one of our bases in Erbil. The more we capitulate and offer them concessions and beg them to sign a deal. I don't understand what Trump's doing. In fact, it's kind of insane. We had about 2 weeks of bombings left. That was 3 weeks ago to complete the Pentagon schedule, what they'd intended to do. And now we're finding in the Strait of Hormuz that our ships are getting hit with missiles we were told didn't exist from launchers we were told didn't exist. In fact, this week it's been revealed that we only destroyed about 60% of the missile launcher and missile store Iran had. So why we would stop and then begin begging them suddenly to sign a deal that includes us unleashing frozen funds so they can rearm? I don't know. I feel like I'm watching Joe Biden's foreign policy. But Iran did the logical thing this week. Again, after hitting our bases, hitting the UAE, hitting Saudi Arabia, and Trump insisting that the ceasefire was still on, Iran went, well, damn, the more we hit them, the better concessions we get. So they did the logical thing, fired missiles the Trump administration said they didn't have from missile launchers the Trump administration said they didn't have at our destroyers, three of them. Now, the good news is no one was hurt, but Iran did that. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't blame them. They probably thought they'd get even more concessions out of Trump, who's begun to act bizarrely, very much like Biden and Obama, offering a deal that's really not that different from the Obama nuclear deal that's ended in disaster. I can't figure out if Trump's faking this or he means it. I mean, it's so bizarre. I can't believe he actually wants them to sit down and sign that thing. especially after he called them lunatics this week and said that whatever they say, they contradict the next day and they can't be trusted. Yet he still insists they sign a deal. I can't follow it, but us retaliating, striking them back is the most sensible thing I've seen us do in 3 weeks. And I'd make that the most insane thing this week, but I'm recording this on Friday. I quite frankly have no idea what the story might be by the time you listen to it on Saturday or Sunday. So I'm going with something even more insane than our current Iran policy. And by the way, by that I mean it's insane that we don't just finish them. Not insane that we're in Iran in the first place. We need to be. Anyway, this is nuts. For years, if you read the liberal media, they quoted the IPCC, the world authority, we were told, on climate change, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Well, a few weeks ago, they published a bombshell that folks are just now noticing. They published a new generation of climate scenarios, and in the fine print, they admitted that the what they call extreme warming pathways that dominated climate research, policy, and media coverage for decades were never actually plausible. What? You think the media would be all over this one? But basically nobody in the mainstream media has reported it at all. They say that they, quote, eliminated the most extreme scenarios that have dominated climate research over much of the past several decades, again, because they're implausible. Well, like what exactly? Well, they now call them impossible futures because they're not going to happen. They were the ones that formed the backbone of the decade plus of apocalyptic climate messaging, namely melting ice caps, submerged coastlines, mass extinctions, widespread crop failures, global hunger. They've now deemed them implausible. And, quote, they describe impossible futures. Oh, and they admit they really never did the research in the first place to justify that. Now you tell us? After the Democrats attempted to force Americans to buy all electric cars, after Barack Obama used those lies to justify the gutting of cheap coal in America, 40% of our capacity gone, wiped out since the time Obama took office. Yeah, and now China has all those manufacturing facilities. So does India. And guess what they're using to power them? Coal. While we shut down our coal plants. Folks, basically what this means is that almost every fear-mongering mainstream media climate headline in the last 15 years is junk. But what's real is the climate policy. Remember this?
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
Based on those lies, America gutted its cheap energy. Around 48% of U.S. electricity came from coal in 2008 when Obama took office, still the cheapest form of energy. Today, it's between 15 and 17%. So 48%, almost half when Obama took office, 15 to 17% today. Europe, based on the lies, and that's what they were, of the IPCC. Look, if you're admitting, well, we never really researched those climate scare scenarios, they knew the whole time they watched us cut, you know, gut our industrial bases and jack our electric bills through the roof and send our factories to India and China. The IPCC officials, they would have known the whole time they were full of it. And yet they said nothing and let the West destroy itself to the benefit of the BRICS countries. And remember what the solution always is to climate change with the left. Turn over power over every aspect of your life to Democrats and the weather will change. Folks, this makes perfect sense if you think about it, because this came out a few weeks ago. It's in the footnotes, so nobody noticed. But this is why a couple weeks ago, Al Gore walked back his predictions of, you know, dead polar bears and melted ice caps and went with an ice age for Europe. He must have seen, heard, or known about this and got ahead of it. Here's Al Gore in 2009.
There is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
And here's Al Gore last week, predicting an ice age.
There's a whole big article summarizing the recent dire warnings of the scientists who found yet more confirmatory information that this is a very real threat within the next 25 years.
If that happens and the Gulf Stream ceases to exist as we know it, we're in an ice age in like 10 years.
No. But it would be bad.
Folks, what's causing this? Free speech on X. Remember when the FBI had a backdoor into X? Yeah, one of the things they censored for was anybody questioning climate change. Free speech just knocked this down. They're giving up. They just simply can't exist in a free speech environment uncontrolled by Democrat editor gatekeepers in the media and FBI gatekeepers at social media, which means we're looking at something very historic. The death of the Democrat Party's first big hoax. And again, you know how I define hoax. Democrats lie about, you know, just about every issue. Those are individual issue by issue lies. But their hoaxes tend to be all encompassing. Entire fake realities designed to terrify people into giving power to the Democrat Party. Russia collusion was one. And I'd say the reason we see so many hoaxes by them in the modern era is because they got away with the climate hoax for so long. But not anymore. So when your liberal friends talk to you about climate change, just send them the link I'll post in the sources section. They can follow it to the IPCC, admitting that everything they ever told you, they really weren't sure if it was true, and it's kind of impossible. All right, well, on to the next hoax for the Democrats, I'm sure. Have a great weekend.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.